Joy Tactics.
Okay, I told Nate about the gorilla theory this morning.
Oh yeah, go talk about this, please.
What I watched a video last night that was kind of equating. It's this British, like, you know, documentary personalities talking about coming days of AI, and she's sitting at a zoo in front of a glass, window with grills behind it, a little enclosed area, and she's talking about how we are going to be the fucking grills and the AI is going to be the people looking in. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're going to be out fucking dated. We're the
Will that be
models.
Everybody?
Or I don't think any... I
not
think
every
so.
Monkey's in there. There's many, many animals that are still out in the world. There's a couple of them in the zoo.
Good point.
But most of them are not in the zoo.
But they're dumb as rocks compared to us.
But are they happy as rocks?
I actually don't think it's a bad thing. I think let us be... I was telling Nate, if the AI... coming super intelligence was smart, he would revert Earth into a Garden of Eden and take away all of our technology, leave the books, leave fucking all of the Elder Scrolls games, give us pubs, give us taverns, eliminate racism, bring back the fucking sexual freedom movement, no monogamy. And then it can do whatever it wants to do. I don't even understand what it would want to do as a super intelligent being. But it can go do that shit and let us just have fun. Let us be stupid. Eliminate hangovers.
So your utopia is pubs, polyamory, and no hangovers.
Basically. And Elder Scrolls games and new types of fucking food. New fusions. New cultural fusions of food.
Cuban sandwich with
ramen. Yeah,
I guess ramen on it.
Yeah, ramen noodles. Please, bro.
That's not going to happen, man.
But, or, not, you know, gonna happen. I think we were happier when we were wearing full suits of armor, running around, killing each other. But that's probably when we were the happiest. Now we got nothing. We got nothing.
I'm sure there are parts of the world where they're still doing that, where they're still wearing armor and
full
slicing
suits
each
of
other
armor.
In half. Yeah, there's got to be a couple parts of the world, even parts of America. That's where I encourage everybody to take command over their own life. You know, it's Please. Almost a block, a self mental and physical block. You fantasize about these things. Why can't I? I wish I lived then. You can live then. You can just fucking do it. You could do it in Brooklyn right now. I just go buy some fucking adamantite, melt that shit down.
Adamantite.
Melt that shit down, drip it, just sit in it for one day, let it mold over my body like a retainer. That's
well,
what
let
you
me
gotta
just
do.
Up,
Go to the dentist. Yeah.
I'm just gonna bring up let me bring up two businesses right now. Jesus. Is this
Eric showing a black and white video of knights fighting in the snow?
This is a reenactment.
It looks Imagine like there's this. No this skill involved.
Well, that's what it looks like, certainly from the outside.
What they're not realizing is you drop the weapon, you fucking win. If you just drop the weapon and go for the fucking takedown,
how do you kill somebody with this armor? Like, do you are you trying to find the
take it off?
Blunt force, bro. Blunt force.
So you're trying to like hit their helmet so hard it causes like a concussion, basically.
Yeah,
was that?
I don't
the
know
tactic?
If they knew what concussions were.
No, they would call me the anaconda back then because I would just. You know, get right in there and just squeeze people to death and get in there. And I would have no sword on me. I would have a giant shield and I would have a fucking tooth that I got off of a pig and I shaved it down to be the size of a small ass knife. And I would just come and wrap people up. And then I would sneak my little hands. I would shave my own hand down to be all skinny and I'd sneak it up in the fucking neck of your suit and just bleed you the fuck out. Just like,
damn. That. All right.
Get your juggler. And they'd call me the fucking... The pig tooth strangler, you see what I'm saying?
Jesus. Yeah. That's scary.
Pig tooth.
You don't want to see pig tooth walking down. Eric, don't you do that to me.
This channel, guys, if anyone's interested, it's called Dequitum. Dequitum. And you can watch all types of battles. Knight versus samurai, realistic, non-choreographed. Look at this. Who do you think is going to win, the knight or the samurai? Who you got money on?
night.
Bro, look
at
them.
Do they have like Iraq soldier versus
samurai?
They better.
Right.
Hungover Iraq soldier.
French Foreign Legion versus frat guy.
Damn. I mean, look at this shit. The samurai's trying, but bro, I don't know.
The samurai has to win this.
You think so? Oh, damn. He made him drop his sword, bro. Look,
he's doing my strategy. He's doing it. I told you. What'd I tell you? Damn, they're going off camera.
Let me just say, if you're fighting a samurai, it's over. Mm-hmm. It's fucking over for yo ass.
Damn, the samurai. If you're in line with the
samurai at the airport, let that fool cut in line. If a samurai comes up to you at TSA and says, "You mind? I'm gonna be late. You mind if I go ahead?" Don't even think about saying no.
Right.
I told you guys about that guy that I saw on my way to Chicago one time, who was like in the airport bus with me, shuttle bus, and he smelled fucking amazing, fully tatted out, like hand, like knuckle up to the knuckles, shaved head, nice trim beard. He had like a leather bag, big fat leather bag, and he had like all this jewelry on, and he was like looking very serious. And then I saw him run into one of his friends, and she was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Well, I do bounty hunting on the weekends."
No way.
He's a bounty hunter heading to Arkansas. And she's like, "Who are you looking for?" And he was like, "I'll just say they're very bad people. You wouldn't want to meet them in your day-to-day life. I'm going to go get them."
Do you imagine that? Actually.
He goes out and captures the fucking people that are evading their warrants.
Jesus.
That'd be an awesome thing to lie about.
There's no way this guy's a liar.
What are you doing at the airport by yourself?
No.
Wouldn't you like to know? I'm actually up to a secret mission. I can't tell anyone. I'm a murderer. I'm a good murderer. So stay away from me. Don't get too close. You're going to fucking
like,
regret it.
Aren't you wearing like a Panda Express like apron right now? Or you
No, that's my fucking disguise.
Yeah. You mean the place where I get grilled chicken teriyaki because it's a good macros?
Mm-hmm.
I see you going into work right now. You're like literally walking back into the into the line cook area.
We'll go to the back door, see if I don't fucking walk out with a completely different skin on. And you won't recognize me.
Scott Pilgrim. What do you think the first armor was? In 3000 BCE in ancient Mesopotamia, which you claim to be an expert on.
If it was ancient Mesopotamia, let me think about the different ring species. So at this point, I don't think the Komodos had linked with the lizards. So I'm going to go ahead and lock in armadillo. Correct?
No, this is when people were around.
What do you mean? No. I'm saying they took the shell off of a turtle or an armadillo and put it on top of the noggin so they could...
Well...
See,
that was before that. People were killing.
What I'm reading is padded
like lining their bodies
armor.
With strings.
Oh, leather! Of course, it's leather. What was I thinking?
Shields made of wood.
This is simply level 5 RuneScape. You walk up in that piece, and you got the leather body, and you got the wood shield.
Because then, guess what's next? Guess what the next age of armor is?
Iron,
clay.
Close. No, not clay, bro.
Granite,
bronze,
granite.
Granite.
Bronze, bro. The bronze age.
Bronze, of course. It's fucking, what's wrong with me? It's bronze,
a whole age. A metal is described. That's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. A whole entire era is just is defined by minerals.
By
rare minerals. Metal.
Are they making platinum yet? Is there a platinum armor?
Well,
no, that shit didn't get
Johnny
Dang wasn't around back then, so no.
The Bronze Age went for 1,000 fucking years until classical antiquity of 500 BC. You imagine that?
1,000? I'd be fucking bored.
That's when iron came into play. Damn, and then chainmail in the fucking around 400
CE. It must have felt so good to be the country that figured out iron or bronze first, and then they were like going into battles. Like that first battle, they were like, what the fuck is this shit? They just decimate like thousands of people, like just easy, like the easiest battle that's ever been won, I bet, was like that day.
I'd be saying no fair
battle. It's a slaughter. It's a slaughter, bro.
That's when they invented the term no fair. That's what I would be saying,
man.
Hey man, this is no fair, man.
No fair, bro. No fair. Give me that. Give me one. You get the, give me the torso. I got the legs.
Yeah, right.
And then that's at least more fair.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.